that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope that is set before us. He says in verse 19, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. He's saying our salvation is like that anchor that when it's let down, it's sure and steadfast. The boat isn't going anywhere. Once the anchor has been dropped, because God has promised, because he's not a man that he should lie, as soon as the anchor is dropped, the boat isn't going anywhere. It's not going to sink. It's not going to drift. It's not going to go anywhere. Now, it might drift a couple feet here and there, to the west, to the east, to the south, to the north, just as Christians, in like manner, have a tendency to drift a little bit. Maybe they go a little south because they stop reading their Bible. Maybe they go a little south because of the fact that maybe they stop coming to church or stop serving the Lord. But here's at the end of the day, you know, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Amen. It's impossible to lose your salvation. Amen. We have an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ gave us eternal life. You know, this life is in Jesus Christ. He says, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall sometimes perish, maybe perish. Possibility you could perish. No, they shall never perish. Amen. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Folks, it's impossible to lose your salvation for any reason.
Amen.
And for some reason, you know,